This is a Fox News alert. The invasion has begun. I'm Lisa Lucera. That's what an official tells Fox News as Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a televised address, told his nation there is a military operation underway in Ukraine, saying it's intended to protect civilians and claiming the action comes in response to threats from Ukraine. And Putin warned other countries that any attempt to interfere with the Russian action would lead to, as he put it, consequences they have never seen.
There are major Russian forces in Crimea and also in Belgorod, the Western Russian city on the border with Ukraine, not far from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. There are U.S. forces in Poland and the Baltics, but the Pentagon says they will not enter Ukraine. They are there to bolster NATO troops. In a statement issued a short time ago, President Biden said in part, the prayers of the entire world are with the people of Ukraine as they suffer an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. And he says the world will hold Russia accountable. The White House says the president will address the nation tomorrow. The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting where Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an urgent plea to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine. Give peace a chance. Too many people have already died.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Russia's aggression could be devastating.
Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
This is the second emergency session of the UN Security Council this week. Monday saw no support for Russian President Vladimir Putin's declaration of independence for two separatist areas of eastern Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he has no plans to challenge the sentence given to Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter.
After being convicted of manslaughter in December, Potter was sentenced last week to 2 years behind bars for the deadly shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Sentencing guidelines had called for Potter to face at least 86 months in prison. Speaking of Fox 9 in Minneapolis, Ellison said that while he disagrees with the sentence, he would not second-guess the judge, and instead said he hopes sentences like this could be used to try to prevent the next tragedy. At the sentencing, Judge Regina Chu said that while Potter acted wrongly and violated the law, she ultimately made a tragic mistake. The sentence drew scrutiny from activists along with Wright's family. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The federal task force has come up with a list of potential replacement names for hundreds of areas in three dozen states that include the word squaw. Last year, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland officially declared the term derogatory and began the process to remove it and any other derogatory terms from use by the federal government. The public can submit written opinions on the names by April 24th. Tribal governments will give their input in virtual meetings next month. A major retailer is dropping its mask requirement where local mandates have been relaxed.
Target's website says it will no longer require its U.S. team members or guests to wear masks as local regulations allow. The company says it's following all state and local COVID-19 safety regulations and is encouraging its team members and guests to consult the latest public health guidance, get vaccinated, and make decisions to keep themselves and their families safe. Target says it has increased safety and disinfecting measures in stores and distribution centers and has enhanced pay and benefits. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Hundreds of flights canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas brace for an ice storm. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.